Is the mic still on?
You got Ken and Beezy, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride.
Is the mic still on? Walking Dead recap. Episode 4, The Obliged. This was the episode where Maggie was supposed to go confront Negan, and I'm going to just say that I was extremely disappointed that that didn't happen. I felt like we were set up.
Well, you know that's how Walking Dead, you know, that's how, that's the MO.
Yeah, but they were like, we're going to go see him. Mm-hmm. We got to go see him.
Right, because I think that's how the previous episode ended, right, with her and Daryl saying, yeah, we're about to go.
So I thought there was going to be this big confrontation between, you know, the two of them, at least at the end of the episode, and it really was just about Daryl and Rick.
Well, it might still happen. Maybe it'll happen on tonight's episode.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it should happen, but I don't know. It's just the way they set it up. It just seemed like at some point that she was going to, you know, go see him, and it was Michonne. It was Michonne and Negan having a little, you know, session, dope, therapy session.
That was dope.
You liked it?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was dope.
I thought it was too.
It was cool to see Michonne talk more.
It was a little intense, actually. Yeah. I felt like it was intense.
Yeah.
Like subtly intense.
I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, him drawing emotions out of her that she hasn't shown since, like, what, episode 3?
Early on.
3?
Yeah. Right.
I didn't even know she had a kid.
You did?
I had forgot about
it. Yeah, remember they did a flashback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That
was that long ago, though.
With her boyfriend and her friend.
In the apartment or whatever.
That was like season 2, season 3?
That was season 3.
I can't keep up with
that. That's what I'm saying. It's like she hasn't been that emotional since season 3. She's always so, like, tight-lipped and angry or whatever. And the fact that it took Negan to get that out of her was kind of cool.
She was a little emotional when they got back together, when they separated from the prison, and then she met up with Carl and Rick, and she had her, like, a long time with Carl.
No, but she,
like,
didn't talk.
I got
she
you.
She just hugged him and, like, you know.
I got you.
She's right. Never.
I thought they had, like, a long time or something at one point. Her and Carl did.
Fucking over some candy bars and shit.
Okay.
She doesn't talk about her feelings.
They were bonding.
I got you. Yeah. That's what it is. Maybe I'm confused.
I got one more funky chunky. Oh, one more chunky.
Let me get that chunky. That's right. That's right. I forgot.
I mean, it was cute, but
nah, that was whack.
Yeah, she hadn't.
Let me get that chunky.
Let me get by that chunky.
Yeah.
That's what Rick said later on.
I know.
Rick said, let me get by that chunky,
girl.
Shit.
Carl was on to something. That's hilarious.
You stupid.
I think what was interesting in how they set it up was with the opening scene where we've seen her, like, happy, you know, being a quote-unquote married family with the kid, and you're out there playing, doing picnics, holding hands, trying to have a baby. But we saw how that's bothering her. Like, she felt like she needed to stay on edge, so she goes out and kills at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was real interesting in how they did that.
She's done that before, didn't she? Was that her?
It was somebody else. I know what
who
you're talking about. I think
it was Carol. Wasn't it Carol?
It was Michonne.
But Carol did the same thing also.
Yeah, Carol did too, but I'm trying to remember.
It was when they first got to Alexander, I think.
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
she was going out in the woods killing zombies.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, she did that before. Yeah. So this isn't anything new for her. Right. She thought, oh yeah, because she was sniping.
That's what it was.
Yeah. She was sniping.
Wait, no. That was Sonya.
No.
No, it was her. Yeah, and then she climbed up on top of the car.
Yeah.
You're right. Yep.
That's
what it was.
But wasn't she guarding the place?
No. She had that urge. She wanted to get that off. And she's always been like that.
Sniping with a gun?
Yeah,
she just wanted to kill zombies. I think she even said something to Rick that she felt like she was being, like, held back. Or I can't remember the details.
Yeah.
Because it's been a minute. But yeah, he's right.
I want to say she drove off and everything, and she almost got... not captured, but something happened because she drove off with someone, I think.
Because it was during the governor time.
No, it wasn't the governor time. The governor time, she was still, like, super badass. You remember? Because she was with the white girl that the governor was dating.
Andrea.
It was after they killed the governor and all that.
Yeah, it was when they got to Alexander. I'm almost 100%
I know what you're talking about. Somebody did kidnap her and they were taking her back to...
the Savior? That's when we started getting...
No, it wasn't Savior.
She was in a Jeep or something like that. But she almost got stranded or something.
I remember what you're talking about, but I don't remember her going out killing, so.
But you know what? I don't know if y'all saw my tweet, but the episode before this one, at the beginning of it, she wiped something off her arm, and I didn't catch it the first time watching it, and I caught it the second time, and I meant to bring it up when we talked about it, but I forgot. And then when they showed her killing all those zombies, I tweeted y'all and I was like, so that's what she was wiping off her arm.
Because she like turned over in bed or something like that. I remember
she just did like that. So Rick wouldn't see it. And I was like,
yeah, that's what it was. So she had been going out at night killing. Yeah, I saw when you tweeted that. Yeah. They're doing a lot better than how they started.
Angela Kay, man, the new showrunner.
She's the showrunner.
Oh,
she's
doing a good job, man. Which is why I want to see how she's going to deal with Rick. Like this final episode.
I'm still not anticipating that though. Oh, well, episode.
Should we wait and talk about everything before that part?
No, we can.
You want to go ahead and talk about what killing
Rick? Talk about everything else.
What else happened? What else happened in the show?
What did y'all think about Michonne walking out and then seeing the lynched person hanging from the tree?
That one caught me a little bit. Because it definitely caught her. Because she got caught slipping, and the zombie almost got her. Yeah. But you know, immediately, obviously, as a black person, the first thing I thought about was slaves,
right?
And that was.
I didn't even think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because his hands were bound.
I really didn't even think about that. Yeah. Between this zombie world, right? I didn't think about,
but it was hung way the fuck up in the tree. That's why I didn't.
So he couldn't get up there.
He couldn't got up there.
Right?
No. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. But that didn't cross my mind. That she's black, and then that could have. You know. Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that, KKK that still running rampant in the apocalypse.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, right.
You think at the zombie apocalypse we can get a break?
Right.
But no, here they come. Yeah. That part was deep because I was like,
I'm going to go back and rewatch that.
And then you see her face and she's about to cry.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, they're still lynching black people in the zombie fucking, unless it means something else.
Because
Walking Dead doesn't really tackle those types of issues.
No, they don't.
So,
right. And I guess that's why it never struck me like that when I saw it.
Well, maybe she was just thinking about the lynching of black people, and maybe in her mind thinking like, man, here we are, you know, along your lines, Rod, where we're in this post-apocalyptic world and, you know, I'm seeing a black person strung up, you know, bound and hanging from a tree. Like, I'm not supposed to be seeing this.
Right.
Yep. My husband's over here trying to create peace and shit. They're still killing Negroes out in these streets, man. So
wouldn't that be crazy if, because I saw somewhere they were actually trying to do 10 more seasons.
I saw that too.
No way.
No, they can't. These are the worst ratings they've ever had. So there's no way.
It's getting stale. They know it's getting stale now.
Well, no, it's not. That's the thing. It's like, this is the best season they've had since like season 5.
But people just don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not slipping. It's getting better. Think about it. Like,
with this particular episode, though, I got to see.
No, the season's been good. All 4 episodes have been compared to the last.
Yeah,
like
last
3
season. Yo,
you can tell that the new showrunner is bringing ideas, new energy, new ways of shooting.
Yeah,
she's bringing a whole new touch to it. So it has, you know, gave it new life.
I need like 3 more episodes before I really say that.
Yeah. I feel you.
I'm sorry.
No, you good.
I feel like I cut everybody off. Let me ask y'all this, because I want to go back to the 10 seasons thing. 10 more seasons thing. So I saw that. You said you saw that, Ken. What did you guys see that it was going to probably end next season?
No, I saw the 10 season thing also.
So you saw it also?
Yeah,
I saw it recently. Yeah, I don't know how old the article. Seasons.
Yeah, but I thought that was an old article.
The thing that I saw is like their approach to this is to be like everlasting type of thing, and people them living in this apocalyptic world or whatever. It's not like a end goal, like a Game of Thrones, how, you know, somebody got to win the game and stuff like that. I saw that they said they wasn't approaching Walking Dead that way.
Well, that they can say that in their heads, but the ratings are telling you.
I understand.
You motherfuckers got to have
you gotta
feel like if they're going to do that, they have another show that they're kind of doing that on, where it's like, it's still in the apocalyptic world, but it's a whole bunch of different characters.
You talking about Fear?
Yeah.
That's going to end.
It's going to end?
Oh, yeah, because people are pissed off already because it's a completely different show now.
So if that's the case, so they've already kind of tried it out with that show, and if that's not working right now, then they need to just give it up on this show. Because people, only reason why people are watching this show still is because of like the characters that's been on there for a long time,
right. And that's where Fear fucked up, because it's like they started off with this core crew and they killed off 95% of
them.
Crazy. The only one left is Alicia Strand and what's the chick, the Spanish chick.
Rosita, I know who you're talking about.
Let me ask you a quick question though. So what have we done with Morgan so far? Like since he's went over there, what have they done with his character?
What about that?
Oh, so you ain't been watching it?
No, I gave up after season two.
Okay, so
first episode of season two I haven't watched.
Okay. It got really good and then it got stupid.
Yeah, but like what have they been doing with Morgan? Have they used him at all? So they doing the same thing they did on The Walking Dead?
Nah, he's taken over like a leadership role.
Okay.
And he somehow developed, I don't know if you noticed this, he's developed some sort of like Wolverine healing powers.
Because
the motherfucker got shot in the leg and three episodes later, he's walking fine. Ain't no doctor done shit to Morgan. His leg just straight.
This is Blade.
Is that what it is?
The zombies. Man. Instead of being a vampire, it's the zombies. That's all.
Oh, so let me ask y'all this. And
also, too, Rod, they're still... Robert Kirkman still having new episodes of the comics. So, like, where the comics is at now, it's like... you know, 2-3 years ahead of what we're watching right now on TV.
Well, real quick, the article was from September 19th of this year.
That's what I thought.
Wow. Yeah,
so it wasn't a couple years ago.
That's what I thought.
I didn't read that either.
A year ago.
There's no way
they don't have like a cliff
seasons.
Note of like that, what we were just talking about. About it.
Yeah, so the president and chief executive officer of AMC, Josh Sapin, said at an investor conference their plans will continue to Walking Dead for another, well, he announced, wait, that's written weird, or I read it weird. But yeah, another 10 years.
Ain't that crazy?
it's not going to happen.
That's what I know.
There's no point in even really talking about it.
So they voiced that they have plans to produce multiple new TV shows and movies for The Walking Dead. Like,
okay,
this
that
is
makes
crazy.
Sense. That makes sense.
Multiple TV,
multiple what and movies. Multiple TV shows and movies for 10 years.
Wait, the theater? Because I don't want to see no Walking Dead movie at the theater.
I would watch it.
I would, yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I would want to see that. If it's not the core crew, if it's like another...
little side thing.
Yeah, I mean, because like, did you ever watch any of those like Red Machete like miniseries?
Mm-hmm. Those shit was dope,
somebody
man.
Used to do little commercials they used to show.
Yeah. They were real short. Mm-hmm. And then there was, they did some with Fear the Walking Dead too, and they were
tied in.
Good.
Yeah, we're tied
like
in.
Them on the airplane. Yeah. It was actually really cool. Okay. So they could do it. They just can't take this story for 10 more seasons. No fucking way.
Yeah. Nah. So I that was the other thing. Like Scott Gimple, he's the chief content officer. So it's saying that he's in charge of developing multiple narratives for The Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead. So now that you're getting rid of Rick, now that you're getting rid of Maggie, you know, you're less reliant on those guys to like drive and carry the show. So you're going to have to develop and produce new guys. And then you really make it all about this world and less about those particular characters carrying this world.
They need to end this storyline and then just go pick up somewhere else, jump over to New York, show a bunch of dudes in Tim's running through the streets fighting the zombies. But this particular, like, no, you can't carry this out anymore. Go ahead and kill some more people off. Last episode, let Daryl die. Like, just kill the entire shit and be done.
And just do fresh, start over fresh with some new group of people.
But back to this episode. What did y'all think about the shit with Daryl and Rick?
What do you mean? Like what part?
All of it. Like him tricking falling in the hole, that discussion.
He said,
first of all,
take me off. What did he say? Get me off.
I thought Rick should have known better.
Yeah.
I don't like. It just seemed weird. Like, why would you trust Daryl?
Why wouldn't
you? I don't know, man.
It's just like...
they're like brothers, man.
Right. He's like, come on, brother.
I don't know. He was like, man, don't worry about it. I got you.
He stay with the ER, don't he?
Anyway, brother.
I'll carry you. It's just, I don't know. It seemed like he should have... like, I guess maybe... it just shows that Rick doesn't really pay attention sometimes to what's going on. And maybe Maggie and Daryl's, like, bonding... their tight relationship he hasn't really seen that the way that we have.
Right. That's what I was going to say. He's paying attention. Yeah. It's just, we're seeing shit that Rick has not seen.
Right.
Exactly.
So he doesn't know that Daryl and Maggie so have these side conversations.
So he would have taken it at face value. So he wasn't suspecting. Right.
That's his home.
And Daryl always has his back. Right. So if he comes and say, oh, I'll take you down, he's going to be like, oh, yeah. All right,
cool.
Let's
ride. Yeah.
Let's go.
Come on.
Yeah.
So he didn't see that coming.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
I thought he was going to get bit, though. I thought.
Who?
Who?
Rick.
When he fell in the hole?
Climbing up.
Yeah, I did
and
too.
And the zombies falling.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought like, Daryl, not Rick.
Nah, nah.
They can't compare.
I know, but right. I thought something was, I don't know. I felt like something was really
no
gonna
way
happen.
They gonna, no
that's
way
just
they
the
gonna,
way that I thought.
Yeah, I'm just saying, no way they're gonna have Daryl get bit and no. he's about to die. No way. Mm-hmm. People will riot, man. like,
yeah, because seriously. You're already about to kill Rick. You can't kill Daryl too.
Yeah.
No, there's too much. That's overkill.
Yeah, I thought that it was just the way that they shot that scene.
Yeah, they did it really well though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like I haven't been that tense in a while watching The Walking Dead with you know Rick's departure hanging over our heads and the zombies falling in the pit.
They keep like, dangling it.
Yeah.
They keep dangling it. Like, yo, is this gonna happen here?
Is it gonna happen here?
Yeah.
But yo, that fucking speech that Daryl gave Rick, that was one of the best things I've seen on this show in years. Because Daryl never talks. He just grunts. And
don't
say like four words.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, Captain Caveman ass. Yeah. But this episode, he broke Rick down.
I felt it.
So hard. He said the same the shit that one. I've been saying.
But see,
he basically said that you're a punk bitch and you're not a good leader.
I don't think he said that.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
He said that.
Read between the lines. He said, he said, you don't even care about the rest of us, one. He said, you don't trust the rest of us, two. He said, you wouldn't be alive without Glenn and you're letting the motherfucker that killed Glenn live.
And don't forget, Rick was like, you know, I never said I really wanted to be a leader in the first place.
He said, maybe you should have. He said, I never asked you guys to follow us. And Daryl said, well, maybe you should have.
Right.
Man, he broke Rick and then Rick started crying like a little bitch.
Why, bro?
Where's the receipts at?
Where the receipts at? Where
he was crying.
I'll bring him in a second. Don't worry about it.
Rick was crying. He said, Carl. And he said, you need to let that go. He said the deepest shit. He said, you're fighting for something that he wanted that's never gonna happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He told him some true shit. No doubt. No,
he broke him down.
It was 100% fact.
He fucking Drake pushed a T to his ass.
But what you about to say, Rob?
He did.
What were you about to say?
No, I'm just saying, like, if anybody could have broken down to him, it's Daryl. Like, and I like the fact that he will listen to Daryl.
Man.
And he'll take that in. And because, like I said, he looks at him as
he
like,
because he was in the hole.
He's been telling him. Rick has been ignoring him. He's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say the same thing. It's because he's in the hole.
He would have listened to him if he wasn't in the hole.
He hasn't been listening to him. He's told him this 10
Not
times
like this,
already.
Like you said. You already said it. Like, Daryl doesn't speak like that. That's what made it so powerful because he was like, man, you know what? Fuck this.
Man.
We about to break this shit all the way down.
Yeah. And he treated this like it was a systematic breakdown. He treated fucking Carl like 40. He said, you're hotter than the sun.
I was like, wow, you're going to bring up the sun? That's crazy.
Because he knows everything that Rick has been doing and everything Rick's been fucking up has been for Carl.
Mm-hmm.
From day fucking one, it's been for Carl. And Daryl knows that. He's like, man, there's a whole crew of us over here.
Right.
It's not just Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And all Rick could do is sit there.
No,
Carl.
But what he said is like, look, I never told y'all to follow me, man.
Which is what we talked about.
Yeah, right. I never told y'all to follow me.
Oh my God.
I never told y'all to follow me.
He didn't.
And he was right.
Rick had every opportunity to relinquish leadership.
So does that mean he's a good leader then?
Hell no.
What you mean?
Because he never said to follow me, right?
Okay.
But then you also said you've been saying he's a good leader.
No, it's not. I never said that he's the best leader in the world. I said he's not a bitch. That's the difference. No. I think that's what we keep getting lines.
He's trying to trick you. He's trying to trick you.
No, I know.
Because
I'm not trying to trick
said,
you.
You said he was a good leader, and then Rod twisted in. I never said he was the best leader in the world.
No,
answer
I've
what
agree with y'all. I've agreed with y'all on some of
the.
Not that he's a bad leader, but listen to what I'm saying.
He makes some fucked up.
Exactly. Thank you. That he makes some fucked up decisions sometimes. That doesn't necessarily mean he's a bad leader. I think he steps up and he's not a bitch about things.
Mm.
And to me, that's good leadership in a way because it's like somebody
so
gotta
so
do it.
You're still saying he is a good leader.
Hold on. Go ahead.
He is a bad leader because his decisions are fucked up. He's just not a bitch.
Okay.
What you're saying. You're saying he's not
a
bitch. He steps up because he has to step up.
Exactly.
But his decisions don't always work out. For the most part, they just don't tend to work out. People end up
dying. So you agree with me he's not a good leader?
I'm agreeing. If you want me to say that he's not a good leader.
I've never said
that he's the best leader in the world.
Roderick Trump, please just answer the question.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm not gonna let you guide the question. Come
on. You're gonna fake me.
I'm a grown ass man. Listen, no, I'm saying what I'm saying. I'm saying that I never said he was the best leader in the world. All I said, he's not a bitch and he steps up when he needs to step up before anybody else does.
Yeah, but that wasn't the question. It was like,
is what you mean?
I'm saying, is he a good leader? Do you think he's a good leader?
No, I think you might be right, Rod. I think he might be a good leader. He's gotten that far, man.
What? We already went over this.
Okay, he's gotten him that far.
Right.
Daryl flat out fucking said it. You would not be here without Glenn. You would not be here without Shane.
That was the
you
most
wouldn't have been
line.
Here without Herschel.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He wouldn't have been there without any of them.
Right.
Rick has never saved
that. But a lot of them wouldn't have been here without him in some cases.
In that case, matter of fact. In what case?
In the hole. He had to say he had to get him out.
Wait, no, he did not get them out.
No, he had to get Daryl out.
No, that's only because Rick went first. If Daryl went first, it would have been the same situation.
He
didn't help Daryl get. Like,
he did help. He literally helped him get out.
Either one of them would have had to help the other one.
Exactly. That's how they. That's how they would have got out.
Okay, so when they got out, didn't he save them then too? When they actually got out,
bro.
You don't give him his credit.
I'm not.
All I want y'all to do is give him his credit when it's due.
Look, I give him his credit when it's due. If the tables were to turn, Daryl would have had to do the same thing.
But it wasn't
exactly. But it wasn't. You're speaking hypotheticals now.
That's because Rick was lighter.
It is what it is.
Rick's skinnier than Daryl, so that's why
he's right.
He is though. Daryl thick as hell. I wouldn't try to pick Daryl thick ass.
Right.
I'd be like, Daryl, you
and Daryl probably stink too. Daryl will never take showers and shit. I ain't picking his old funky ass up.
But I think
put your booty in my face climbing up the fucking
wall. Right. I think the order is really beside the point.
Exactly. Like, it's beside the point.
Whether or not Rick is.
It doesn't matter.
I'm just saying y'all arguing about who got out first.
I don't think he's necessarily a bad leader. I don't think he's a good leader either. I think he's just been doing a decent job.
Okay.
He's doing what he's doing. He's a George W. Bush type leader.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna tell you why.
Okay.
Rick always goes off of emotion. He never thinks things out. The Arab bombed us, therefore we're gonna bomb them. Rick never stops and says, well, shit. What can I do to make the situation better? What can I do to effectively destroy the enemy as opposed to half-ass doing and getting all of us fucked up?
That's not true, man. Because even before... Rick is more Obama than George W. Bush.
Hell no, he's not.
He believes in bipartisanship. Obama has proven it hasn't worked.
Let me get this out real quick, Mike.
Go ahead.
It wasn't like he just jumped into this... bitch assness that y'all talking about. He's always getting beat up.
Okay,
let's be clear.
He does get beat up. That's why I say he's a bitch.
But he's willing to fight and still get beat up every time. Whatever.
He's still willing to do it every time.
Some of the hardest dudes I know fight, but they still
get beat up every time.
Sometimes they're just not.
Rick has never won a fight, bro.
Listen to what. All right, I want to go with the fight shit because I'm gonna lose that one. Listen.
So you picking fights?
I'm gonna lose that one.
You picking fights now?
All I'm saying is that. It took him some time to get to where he is now because he wasn't on that shit. Michonne's the one that pushed him to be on this righteous shit that he's on right now. Let's do it for Carl. For the longest, he was like, man, I don't know. I want to kill Negan. That flipped eventually. Do you not remember that?
I thought it was because of the Carl letter, though.
No, it was. But for the longest, he didn't even want to read the letter because he didn't want to get emotional. He wanted to kill Negan.
Only because Carl died.
What you mean?
He only wanted to kill Negan because Carl died.
No, he always wanted to kill Negan.
Bullshit!
That was his...
He had plenty of opportunities to kill Negan.
Remember?
He didn't get super angry and was like, I'm gonna kill you next. He didn't get like that until Carl died.
Man, he's been trying to kill him since he took
Rod
out Glenn.
Right.
Then why did he turn down Daryl when Daryl had the plan to go in there with the truck and blow everything up?
Because it would have fucked up his overall major plan.
Yeah.
Exactly. The bitch ass plan, which was now I see why you saying he's more Obama than George Bush. You're right. I'll give you that. He's still a shitty ass leader. Because if he'd listened to Daryl, Negan would have been dead a long ass time ago. Instead, he gonna run home. Nah, man, there's other families in there. Man, fuck them families,
bro. Remember that fight scene? Remember when Negan and Rick had that fight? I forgot where they were in a building or something.
Yeah,
it was really dark.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So up
and he got his ass whooped.
Right. Well, I think that was
even when he had a bat, he still got his ass whooped.
I think Rick may have came out on top on that.
I think he came on top on that. He did not.
I think he did.
He did not. The only thing he did was he got Negan to fall in that little hole, and then when he went down there looking for him with the bat, Negan tackled his ass and fucked him up again.
I thought Negan tackled him and ran.
Right.
Negan and then fucked him up again.
Negan was running.
Because that's only when the zombies came in. Negan was fighting.
Negan was literally running the entire time.
He was, bro, y'all are the most revisionist motherfuckers.
But either way, Rod is 100% right. Yeah. His whole,
hell no.
I'm telling you,
this all-out war, he was
on his ass.
He wanted his head.
This is where Rick is. Because I've liked Rick from every season to season. He's charming. He's a charming dude. He's real good at making people feel good. But then you start breaking down him as an actual leader, like walking away from just like watching him. Because when you're in it, it's like, oh man, I'm rooting for him. Like every time Rick has done anything, I'm behind him 100%.
Okay. I'm not.
But when I actually sit back,
okay,
and look at what he's been doing, he ain't been the good leader.
You know what Rick is? Rick is the logic of TV show heroes. Like, you look at him on the outside and you're like, damn, that motherfucker can really do his shit. But when you break it down, it's like there's always a major flaw that's keeping you from being as great as you could possibly be.
And I think that's real, though.
It is real. I'm not saying it's fake. It's real. Now,
I don't want him to be a superhero.
And he always does recover from
his bad decisions. I want him to have his fuck ups. Right?
He doesn't. Rick fucks up everything. And when? He didn't make any fixes for the governor. He sure as shit has not made fixes for Negan. He just keeps being such a punk bitch when
Carl
it comes to like
that up with Negan.
He just been looking. Yeah. He has a good group. That's been the only reason why everything keeps. That's why I feel like y'all are kind of like on his side, because his group has just been pretty good. Like anytime he messes up, luckily he has a group
that saves his ass.
That saves him. He has core people behind him. Think about Kara,
but he's protected them first though.
It's a vice versa type thing.
Making
the big decision, like for a while, I think about Carol had to go out and make some decisions that Rick wasn't doing.
Exactly. Terrible decision.
It wasn't terrible at the time.
Yes. Once again, and you know what? I really wish that I would have gone with your analogy more. Because the Obama versus George W. Bush, because you're 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked Carol out immediately because he thought that was better for the entire group.
Right.
Without getting all of the facts first.
I don't remember it being immediate.
It was immediate. The second he found out that Carol did it, he said, you gotta go.
You gotta go, yep.
It was like 10 minutes later. 10 minutes later, he's like, you gotta go.
But I think even she agreed, though. Yeah, she did, because she drove off, didn't she?
What do you mean she agreed? She was like, wait, what? Take care of my kids.
She understood.
Right, she didn't agree with it.
Right.
She was like, all right, I understand. You can't trust me.
That's why she stuck
around. Understand, agree. What are we talking about
here? Big difference. I can understand you firing me because I fucked up. I'm not saying I should be fired.
Exactly.
Either way, but it still worked out because she ended up saving his ass later.
Exactly.
He's been holding him together.
That's where I want to go back to.
He's been holding his group together as well.
So I'll give you this. I said vice versa.
Yeah,
they've been doing this, but it's not one. It's not like
they've been helping each other. But it's not like
they'll fall completely apart without Rick.
Thank you.
Yes, they would.
No,
let's address.
No. What? Y'all serious? No.
But he's been trying to get something out for me.
Yeah,
because it's relevant
to what you guys are talking about. Him saying Daryl saying that you should trust us more. What did he mean by that? Because you're saying now that it's the people that have been in the group that have saved them, meaning that there's some level of trust. I'm kind of pulling from that.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that he's always trusted them. What did he mean by that? What did you guys get from that?
He never goes to the group and says, what should we do? He just makes decisions.
Didn't he do that before?
He did do it before. Wait, when?
He did do it before. Like in the earlier seasons, and I guess that's how he got to the point he's at now. But
I think he tried to lead from within the group as a group, and I think it didn't work or something happened. I think that's when we went to the dictatorship.
No. Once again, y'all are like,
I can't remember everything, so I'm trying.
I get you.
Give me the quote again that Daryl said. About the believing in.
Hold on. No. We're going back to what Ken just said.
That's what I thought he was doing.
Something about you should trust us.
Okay, hold on.
You should trust us more or something.
That's not what happened with the dictatorship. He only did that because he killed Shane on his own without talking to the group. And then they shunned him. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then Lori started like pulling away from him and he got pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay.
How's that boyfriend?
But I get it. But I'm saying it wasn't because he went to the group and said, "Hey guys, what should we do?" And it didn't work. No, it's because he went off on his own. He did some shit, and I feel he did the right thing in mm-hmm. that situation. Right. And then he got shunned for it. Everyone was like, "Well, that's fucked up." You know, he killed Shane. What are we gonna do? And then Lori's like, "Nah, man, don't touch me." So he was like, "All right, well, fuck it. Fuck all of y'all. Like, this either stay or get the fuck out."
Yeah. Was that the campfire? That was the campfire scene.
Yeah, at the end of season two.
Yeah. So now going back to what was the
trusting?
He was just basically saying that you should. It sounds like you don't trust us. Because Rick was acting like the group would have fallen apart had he not done what he's been doing. And he's like, well, maybe you should have trusted us. It's like, you don't trust us. And he's right.
Or maybe Daryl is talking about like their thoughts on Negan.
That's what I was thinking.
Yes. That, yeah, you should trust us in this decision.
Right.
And you don't. But I think, and that's when, okay, now I'm starting to put it all together. That's when the whole Carl thing came in, and he mm-hmm. started to say, hey, you know, you're trying to hold on to Carl's memory, but Carl isn't here. You need to let that shit go.
Because they all wanted Negan to be gone. And then Rick was always the one that was like, well, maybe, you know, even if we kill Negan, we have to do it in a way that's not going to hurt anybody else. I think the rest of them were like, nah, fuck that shit. Kill all those motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. That's really what all of this comes together as. Daryl has been saying from day one, fuck the saviors. Fuck the ones that weren't fighting and fuck the ones that were fighting.
But so was Rick.
No, he wasn't. Rick was always like, nah, there's other families in there. We can build peace. Let's just kill him and Simon and the ones that are actually like actively trying to hurt us.
And I guess that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about when Rick was like out for blood, like when he agreed to go to war. And I forgot what set it off, because he did like bow down to like the saviors and Negan because he was trying to protect like the community. Then something happened. He was like, all right, man, this motherfucker got to go. And then he declared war on them. And then he started going through all the outposts and they were just fucking everybody up. Mm-hmm. So I guess when I'm thinking about Out for Blood, I'm not thinking about him considering like the other families that's in wherever that place, Sanctuary.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
I'm just thinking about him taking out the armies to get to Negan to kill Negan.
Right. Gotcha.
And that's where I'm with Rod. He was out to kill Negan until he read that fucking letter.
Okay. Right. I see what y'all are saying.
Yeah.
The car letter
fucked him up.
Yeah, and then once again, you get back to Rick being fucking selfish. He reads Carl's letter, and then all of a sudden, he's like, we have to do all of this for my dead son. Fuck everybody else's dead husband.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. And that's why Daryl was like, you're making these decisions for a dead person that's not going to work. First of all, Carl was a child.
It's his son, man.
I got sons too. He got daughters. He got fucking cousins and shit that Negan's been killing. You don't give a fuck about them.
But that decision to uphold the honor of Carl is affecting everybody.
Exactly.
And that's the issue that Daryl has. First of all, Daryl's pissed off. He was like, this motherfucker had me in a damn
captivity and stuff.
No, yeah, that's right.
You know, like shit. Like got me on damn near starving. You feed me crumbs and shit.
Got me running around on a leash.
Yeah, dolphins. Yeah. Right. Fuck that shit.
And then we all planned to kill him, and then you changed the shit because of your son.
Right.
We didn't agree to this.
Right.
So that's the problem.
Everybody has suffered a loss, and I got this when I was watching it, when he was breaking him down with that speech. I'm like, damn, Daryl's messed up. Maggie's
messed up, yeah.
Even Carl, because if the war didn't happen, he wouldn't have gotten bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though, which I thought was deep, how it showed, going back to the Michonne Negan conversation, how he never had a kid. And he always felt that Carl would have been like a kid of his or something along those lines.
If I had a kid, I'd want to be like Carl.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I don't know, man.
At the end of the day, Rick had to be strategic with how he took out Negan, because they had a big army at the end of the day.
But he wasn't strategic. That's the problem. He wasn't strategic. The only thing that was part strategic was taking out the outpost.
He got after played.
That, okay, so yeah.
After that, he lost his mind. He was just like, I don't know what else to do.
But I think Daryl and Michonne messed it up when they went in and ran the truck into the tower.
They didn't mess anything up.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. If Rick had listened to them, then that plan would have worked.
That's how the saviors got out.
Like I said, if Rick had listened to them, that would have worked. If they rammed the truck in there, let the zombies in, and then they started sniping them when they were trying to run out, the whole war would have been over. But they didn't do that. So Rick and Michonne's plan was, well, we'll just ram the shit in, let the zombies come in. And they had Morgan in one of the windows.
And the sniper being a sniper.
But that was it. They only had like two people. if Rick had actually listened and went trusted. And did that and trusted them and said, well, shit, all right, fuck it. We have families and our families take priority over their family. So fuck it. Let's do this.
But he didn't. Well, and thought, they disobeyed and they fucked up the plan.
Well, yeah. I thought I can't never remember these motherfuckers' name. Eugene. I thought he was the one that messed up the plan. No, the plan, the sanctuary, because he had that little plane or whatever and had the zombies go towards the.
Yeah, I agree with you. He led the zombies away. Right. He didn't. Like, it wasn't that
he was protecting the sanctuary.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But that was after they rammed the truck in, right?
But even if they hadn't have done that, like Rick had no step past that.
Yes, he did.
He was like, he said, plan. Wait him out. Wait him out.
That was working.
It was working.
That's a terrible plan.
It was working until Eugene did what he did.
Until they rammed the truck in. But they weren't even watching the building anymore. They were just like, we're just going to chill here. And at some point, they're going to surrender. Yep. You stupid motherfuckers. I remember. Bomb the motherfuckers, man.
That shit was working, man.
It wasn't working. They were just planning for a way to get out. And Eugene was going to do the thing with the plane before the truck even rammed in there.
No, Eugene had to come up with a plan to get them the fuck out.
Eugene would have Eugene would have figured out a way for them to get out at any point because there were already zombies surrounding the building. The only thing that Daryl and Michonne did was get the zombies inside of the building.
Okay.
They couldn't get out because the zombies were surrounding the building. Eugene would have figured out that whole thing with the little fucking plane regardless.
Which ramming the zombies in wasn't a bad idea.
It was a great idea.
Yeah, it worked. It just messed up Rick's plan because it allowed them to kill off all the zombies.
Exactly.
And then they were able to escape.
Right.
And then that gave the Negan more leverage because he was no longer
Eugene
captain.
Just had a better plan.
Wait, a better plan than who?
Eugene just saved him.
He saved him.
Yeah, he just saved him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
the plan was working. Like Ken said, the plan was working until Eugene fucked it up. How do we know it
was working? Where was any indication that plan was working?
There was no way they could get out of there.
That's not true. If they had done Eugene's plan from the jump, they would have got away.
But
the only thing keeping them in was the zombies. Eugene's plan was just hiked up a notch because they had to do it quicker.
We're going way too far into that episode.
I'm just saying.
But yeah,
bitch ass.
But you know, Rick had to come up with a new plan based on the new circumstances,
right?
Mm-hmm. And that's when he started to lose.
At least he's coming up with plans. Goddamn,
he's getting people killed. Rick has gotten people killed from day one.
But he's not getting the most important people killed.
He would have got everybody killed had it not been for Eugene. We already went over this.
He's a good leader.
So what else he say in that?
I mean, that was basically it.
In that speech.
That was basically it. You know, the shit that got me that almost brought a tear, almost brought a thug tear. He said, man, I would have died for you, man. And I would have died for Carl too, that. And it was just the way he said it. Mm-hmm. You know, he had this look on his face.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it really makes you stop for a second and be like, would Rick have done that?
Hell yeah.
Right.
Hell yeah.
Hell no.
You true.
Rick would not have died for Daryl.
When he puts himself on the line, he's putting himself out there to die. What are you talking about?
Rick was only on the line for Carl and Judith. Rick would not have died for Daryl.
First of all, Judith ain't always been around. First of all,
but as long as Carl was around, Rick wasn't gonna die.
Like the tiniest shit. Like,
I don't care, but it's some details.
The details. I'm gonna get my win.
I'm just saying.
Rick was only willing to die for Carl.
Yes,
that was it.
When this whole time
until
whole
Carl time. Died,
the whole show.
Yeah.
It was always for Carl.
He was only willing to die
for Carl.
Was Carl. Rick always said it. It's Carl. I'm doing this for you and the new world for you, Carl.
Yep.
It's always been about fucking Carl.
As a father.
Yeah, I mean, that's his legacy. Legacy.
Yep.
Right.
Oh my God. Right. I don't trust none of y'all, mother. Every single thing he was doing was definitely for Carl. It just had some hangers on.
So which y'all think gonna happen? Which y'all think gonna happen this episode tonight?
Wait, like, talk about him. Oh wait, what were you about to say?
No, it was something else. Just real quick. Just wanted to get you guys thought. What do you think he meant by saying you should have asked us to follow you?
I'm not really sure.
When Daryl said that,
you should have asked us.
He was communication. He's like, I never asked you to follow us. And he said, well, maybe you should have. Maybe he means you should have just opened up a line of communication with the group instead of just assuming leadership and doing this shit.
Right.
But it was understood. They all assumed that Rick was the leader and followed Rick.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, that wasn't.
I don't know then.
I don't either. I don't know. That's not Rick's fault, you know. And, you know, they follow Shane just like Shane was a cop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So it's just
Shane was the cop we needed.
Yeah, it's just I want to have an episode on Shane cuz Shane would have cuz I think
got look, people next killed, episode like, for sure we got to talk about Shane cuz they going they show he popping up killed. In this next episode. So we got to talk about
I think y'all are giving Shane a little bit too much credit.
Nah. Y'all are.
Nah.
He was a rat. I'm gonna go back and watch. He was a little reckless, man.
I'm gonna watch the first season or the first couple of seasons.
Shane was that dude. Anytime there was anything threatening the group, Shane stepped up immediately and handled it.
Shane was definitely a badass, but I think planning and all that, I don't know.
He was wild and reckless.
He,
man.
He did what we needed.
Shane was a Negan governor.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
He wasn't. Nah. He wasn't going to kill anybody within his group. Everything Shane, except for Rick, because he was trying to protect that pussy.
He wanted that box. He wanted that box to himself.
He's getting emotional and shit.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that.
I said that's his only downside is that he get too emotional.
But anytime there was an issue, whether it would be Herschel's fucking barn full of zombies, whether it was the chick or the dude that was beating up Carol, Shane always stepped up and said, "Nah, this ain't gonna happen. This ain't gonna happen on my watch."
He was a badass. I'm not saying that, but badasses don't always come out on top.
Not always, but more than fucking.
You think he would have got them killed with the governor situation?
No, hell no.
The governor would have been dead.
He would have been
the second governor had one of them little twitches he always had on his face.
Oh no,
that shit would have went. It would have went like this. It wouldn't even been no confrontation.
What y'all got to remember too, like these people had very great supporters. Like the governor had Daryl's brother, which was a really good. Was a
Shane
badass.
Would have killed him on the roof. But go ahead.
Nah.
Yeah, he would have.
Oh, you're talking about killed him on the roof?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. So I'm just saying, but Daryl's brother was a badass. Like he was a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. Negan had the other guy that was a force. Nah, yeah, he was my
Daryl's brother was brainless. Daryl's brother was like Sabretooth in X-Men.
Okay, I'll give you that. But
he wasn't a planner. He wasn't a leader. He was just
he was just a badass. Like he wasn't scared. He was in this world.
But he was stupid though. Shane wasn't stupid. Daryl's brother was stupid.
I don't know. No, I don't think he was that stupid because he survived. He survived up to that point.
He cut his hand off and got found by the governor.
Yeah, he just
lucky, my nigga. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the governor found him and said he was about to die.
This dude was resilient, man. Come on, this dude was.
You can be cool and be lucky at the same time. I think he's cool.
Daryl's brother was more than lucky, bro.
No, he wasn't. He said it. He said it himself. He said, "I chopped my own hand off. I was bleeding out, and I got found."
That's stupidity. But he got himself out.
I get you on that.
And he survived.
I get you on that. But he said that he got found by the governor.
He'd been found. He would have been dead.
Exactly.
What were you about to ask?
No, I was about to say about how y'all think this episode going to drag out tonight. We know with Rick.
Oh. Yeah, so we'll come to that. So, because that's
fuck your question.
No, because we haven't talked about like the lead up to
that's
that.
That's what yet. I wanted to do.
Right.
So the lead up to that.
I thought it was art, but go ahead. What did y'all
you think? Did?
Absolutely.
Rick doing what he's always done, not listening to other people. Because Daryl told him, he said, "Bro, don't do it."
And what did Rick do? He did what he wants to do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
Bitch ass got
himself killed.
Isn't it kind of weird? Like that whole setup kind of remind you of Rick's first encounter with the zombies when he was downtown.
Yeah,
like
that's why I said it's art.
Yeah, because he rode the horse, and then remember he got bumped off
by Glenn.
Yep,
and then think about this. I'm sorry, I keep.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm talking. No, go ahead. Go ahead, B.
I want to before we go all the way there. What about Ann and the preacher?
Fuck that. We ain't got mip. Nah.
No.
Go back to what we were talking about.
Fuck both of nothing about that.
Fuck them.
All that showed you is don't trust these white bitches in the fucking zombie apocalypse. That's all that says.
That's what you get when you trust them arson crab hoes.
Why she let them go? What's right?
You don't fuck that shit, man.
Well, she had a soft heart. She let him go.
No, I think maybe she realized that he wasn't what she thought he was.
That's what it was.
When he started crying.
Look,
you can date these snow bunnies when things are okay.
Right.
When the zombie apocalypse comes by, boy, you better be on your fucking and treat the sheep.
Exactly. That's a good one. Any kid, you better be on that shit. Damn,
you can't be on your Tommy Sotomayor. Yeah. You gotta be on your treat the sheep when the fucking zombie apocalypse comes. Shit. But yeah, preacher got his first little bit of this white booty, and what happened?
That was it.
Motherfucker chained up, got a zombie in his face.
Right. The downfall of
the black man.
Didn't you watch the zombie apocalypse? Didn't you see what happened to Tiger Woods?
Come on now.
What happened to OJ?
What happened to OJ, bro?
Like, Damn,
bro, come on now.
Shit,
yeah, Michonne just saw the fucking lynched ass Negro. And the next thing you know, right, fucking preacher man lynched up and oh God, don't put the zombie on my face, right, man.
I forgive
come on
you
now, bro.
I forgive you.
And they're always asking us to forgive. He yep need to be like that little man from the fucking little corner store that the chick accused was touching his face. He said, no, I'll forgive, no, I'll that forgive bitch.
Nope,
I don't forgive that bitch. Fuck that bitch. That's what a preacher would have said.
Yeah.
Fuck you, bitch. I don't forgive you. Go ahead and kill me then, shit. I ain't afraid to die like Tupac. God damn it.
Oh, God.
What, these white hoes in the zombie apocalypse?
I know.
I'm just playing white hoes. You know I love you.
I'm just playing white hoes. You know
that's
I love
hilarious.
You.
I just wanted, because I did want to touch on that. We had it. Could not touch on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so going back to Rick. And
wait, I'm sorry. All jokes aside, though, mm-hmm, I do actually wish that she had let the helicopter people take Gabriel.
Okay.
Just so we can get, like, a look at what they're doing.
Oh, okay, got it.
That's all. Yeah, anyway,
that's gonna be the next 10 years.
Oh, no, don't say that.
The helicopter community. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway. I think I had a feeling like this episode tonight is gonna be. I think Rick is still gonna be laying there, and I guess he's gonna be having flashes of, you know, the beginning. Yeah. That's what I think was going. I think he's gonna die with those zombies eating them.
Nah,
you can't. Rick can't go out like that.
Nah.
That's a lot. That's a horde of zombies.
He's gonna get off of that. I think he's just gonna die. He's gonna bleed out somewhere.
I think he's gonna go somewhere and bleed out.
No, I thought they showed him in the hospital.
No, that's
the flash. That's the flash.
Yeah, he dreamed. But I thought they showed two different things.
What hospital you think that is? You think Emory's around?
Right.
Look, he went to the Grady.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a lot. I think it's gonna be a lot of flashbacks with him. Cause you remember, see, he was still holding when it was flashback. He was still holding his side, like.
And where did the horse come from that he was riding with that while he was holding his side?
No, the horse is still
there. Horse is still there.
No. But where did it come from the beginning? Because they brought the motorcycle there.
Yeah, they did.
Why was there a horse?
You're right. I don't know. It's weird.
Dreaming.
No. The one he got bucked off. Where did that horse come from?
Where did it come from? First of all, they weak for that fight scene too, setting us up, making them think they're gonna really fight, and then they fell into a hole.
Oh,
but, God, I think that horse was just walking around.
No,
man.
It had a saddle on it.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that horse just appeared out of nowhere like a Trey used horse.
It sure
shit.
Did.
Well, that's because Rick's a good leader, you know.
So he just happened.
Up. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hey,
I did think that that's was really artistic and really deep. How, like you said, like he rode the horse in the first episode. He got bucked off, and then Glenn saved him. This time he gets bucked off. There's no Glenn. Why is there no Glenn? Because he died. Mm. And it's like all of that shit goes back to what Daryl was saying. You wouldn't be alive without Glenn.
Yep.
And then now we're fast forward to the same thing happening.
So it was so dope the way they shot that. I'm like, that's exactly what happened downtown Atlanta when he bucked off.
Yep.
Let the horse get eaten alive and ran up into the damn tank.
It's not like he never tried to defend Glenn's honor though.
Well, that's not really the point that Daryl's making. The point is Rick keeps going off half cocked and not considering everybody else. And he's saying,
like Mac,
he's basically saying, you're not this fucking great leader because you wouldn't be alive, period, without Glenn. It's like you're in the same predicament you were in before. And there is no Glenn.
So who pulls him off of the rebar? Does he pull himself off? Or
I bet somebody else pulls him off and they die.
Does Maggie come?
I don't know. Maybe he might have the strength to just pull off. Maybe.
I don't see how he pulled it off.
He passed out.
Yeah.
He passed out at the end of the episode.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think this might be a whole flashback. This whole episode going to be him flashing back, and he's going to get ate by the zombies.
He wakes up and the zombies are eating him. That would be awesome.
That's a lot of zombies.
I'm not saying that that's right. I'm just saying I think that's what's going to happen.
It's a lot of zombies.
It's a lot of zombies. And they're getting kind of close. So it's like.
Real close.
Yeah. So.
Well, I think it's going to be a situation where they just kind of pass over him because they think he's dead.
Nah.
They don't do that.
I thought they did do that.
No. As long as you're not a zombie, they're going to eat you.
No, because
he's not covered in it.
Okay, so if you're not, but they're not going to just eat over a dead body.
Yes, they will.
He's not dead, though.
Okay, remember the guy that the Outlanders killed, or what were they called? The Oceansiders.
Oceansiders, yeah.
They killed him, and then the zombies were eating him at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
Justin, the
guy that Daryl got in a fight with, and they thought that Daryl killed him. That dude, the first savior
opening scene, he woke up as a zombie, but they were eating him.
They were eating him, and then he
turned into a zombie, and then they stopped eating him.
How would he? If they were eating him, how did he be able to walk and be a zombie?
What do you mean? They just didn't eat his legs.
Yeah, they were just kind of eating like.
Bro, they always eat dead people. They eat dead people all the time.
was he?
And then once he turned a zombie, that's when they stopped eating. Yeah. Right. And they just start walking off. Like, all right, nigga, we together now.
Right. You want us now, bro?
Right.
They jumped him in.
It's like, and now it's like, the crib. It's like cool. They eat him. They be like, oh, shit, he waking up. I think he one of us.
Right.
And then that's it. That's what they do. I mean, that's what's been happening.
It's right. He's right.
He's more than likely, he's going to pull himself off the rebar somehow. I don't know.
I just don't know how.
Because he's Rick.
Because he's Rick,
because he's
bro.
Right. Because he's Rick. Strength.
He's trying to. Because remember,
what, they don't make him a superhero, but that's what I like. And that's what I like about him, though.
He's going to pull himself off some or roll over or something. Because he's gonna start thinking of the flashbacks.
I don't know how he pulls himself off.
If he roll over, he gonna open himself all the way up.
He's gonna get off of it somehow because he's gonna be thinking about the community and he's gonna
guaranteed.
Because he looks like he's pinned down pretty well. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's
it's through
that's,
his lung.
Yes,
but it's Rick.
Fuck,
it's Rick.
Don't say that
because it's Rick.
Don't say that.
They showed in the preview he's riding off of the horse holding his side. Rick's gonna get off that fucking
leading the herd away from. The towns, the community.
And then he'll probably end up somewhere, like maybe leader, in the same house that Carl died in. Maybe he'll end up there. I heard what you said.
I need something more.
But that's why I thought he ended up in a house and they were kind of looking over him, you know, for his last few hours.
Who was looking over him?
I couldn't remember, but it looked like I'm trying to remember the trailer, but it looked like there was the hospital scene and then it looked like there was another scene where he was bandaged up. And he was, and I think it was Michonne or somebody else.
I don't remember.
I have to look
that.
At the trailer again.
I don't remember seeing that.
But you think Daryl may come back and help him
or Maggie?
Because Daryl can't be that far away.
I think he should die by himself.
Why?
I think so. The same way he started.
Yeah, he started alone, and he went off to find the group. This time, he died saving the group by himself, and they find him later.
Yep,
as a zombie.
Damn, if he turns into a zombie,
yo, that'd be cool.
I don't know if I'm ready to see zombie Rick though.
Nah, I want
to
see that.
We've watched Rick grow. I want to see that shit too. I don't want to see zombie Rick.
Yeah,
as much of a bad leader as I think he is, like that would just be too much.
That would be cool because if they see him,
it had to be zombie.
Yo, that's gonna devastate all of them.
Yeah, talk about dramatic, right?
Yeah, man,
that would be actually.
Give me that dramatic.
When the girl came out the barn, that shit.
Oh yeah.
So can you imagine? Yeah, I'm just saying, yeah, you're right. Can you imagine seeing that? Like, the reaction from people are going, like, that, you know, that kind of don't think that. That
he gets back to the group as a zombie and everybody sees him.
Man, dramatic.
He needs to fight somebody.
And then Michonne, she, like, runs towards him. He's like, no. And then like, Daryl, like, try to pull her back. And, like, nah, it's too late.
That would be good.
I want some dramatic. I want that shit to be dramatic.
I never thought about that.
That's a good idea. I like that.
I never thought about that, but that would be good.
That might make me shed a thug tear.
That might be good.
Yeah, I'm crying that day. I'm crying that night.
That might be good.
I'm crying that night.
That might be good.
Yeah.
Like, I was really
thinking about that. Yeah.
Because, you know, I keep thinking, like, die, but you have to turn into a zombie if you die.
He doesn't have to. He has a gun. He can kill himself just like Carl did.
But even if he kills himself, he's still going to...
No, he don't. If it's in the head. If he shoots himself in the head.
Man, he don't know none of the damn rules.
Yeah, I know.
Nah, I'll be... You know.
Damn, and if he just shot himself like that, then yeah, he'll turn back. But like, if he shoots himself in the head, he's not coming back.
It'd be dope if he turned into, like, this zombie leader. Rick versus Rick the zombie leader versus Dallas.
That would be funny.
Oh man,
but first zombie shooting a gun.
I know. That's on some Day of the Dead shit.
I don't think they're gonna do him like that. I think they'll honor Rick. I think they'll honor him. He'll get back to.
I'm really interested in how this plays out.
That would be lame if he shows back up and he dies amongst friends. It's like,
I think that's how they'll do it.
It'd be more dramatic with what they're saying.
Yeah, I never thought about it.
You're gonna have Daryl once again having to internalize that he got somebody killed.
He didn't get him killed,
but he's gonna think that because he got Glenn killed.
Oh yeah,
I remember for like five episodes he was broken up.
Remember because he punched the guy and he thought that antagonized him.
It was his idea to lead him away from Maggie.
Yep. And if that had never happened, Rick would have been alive.
Damn.
If he had just helped him save that stupid fucking bridge that Rick's been obsessing over, maybe he should die on the bridge. Because he's been trying this whole time. He's the bridge. We got to save the bridge. Get the people to help build the bridge. If he just dies on the fucking bridge, it might be what he kind of deserves. Because it was like, you basically let people die for this bridge. Maybe you should die yourself on this bridge.
Mm-hmm. So now, and I guess we, you know, after we watch tonight's episode,
we're gonna see zombie Rick. We gonna see
Know, man.
I don't think so.
We haven't seen a zombie major character.
I think we're gonna see zombie.
Yeah, we got to see this.
I don't know if they'll do that.
I think they will, man. Golly, I think we're gonna see zombie Rick. Mm-hmm.
That would really
and,
it, cause,
and somebody's gonna because yeah, they, that's what it Rick has to happen. Somebody zombie? Has to kill
that's
him.
That's not true because think about it. Rick knows if anybody knows, Rick knows that like if he just lets himself die, he's going to become a zombie.
This is
Rick's
true
not gonna let that happen to himself. If you really like, Rick's not gonna just be like,
so
you're
gonna
well,
take himself
it.
Out,
yeah,
like
he,
Carl.
Yeah, he's gonna shoot himself in the head. He has to.
They can do a, they can really do a lot with they this. Could. There's a lot.
They could. I never saw it until we just add this other element to it. Everything that they can do to it.
But
that's interesting.
Yeah, and it would be dope.
What I hope they do is that Daryl comes back and gets him off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it would be cool.
That's so many just zombies, to see, like how?
I know it's a lot
because they're like coming in, you know, as a
and that's what I'm saying. Like how do he get out of? How does he get out
it's
of?
It's Daryl. Daryl gonna jump over the fucking cliff.
The two
with
knives.
Fucking, yep, with the two knives in his hand and just bust a wheelie like this. Bam, just killing zombies on a wheelie. Guarantee it. That makes
the
most sense.
Use that chain again.
Oh, use the chain. That was the baddest shit Walking Dead ever did.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that shit was tight as fuck.
Yeah.
But yeah, if Daryl come through like fucking Ghost Rider with a fucking chain.
That's hilarious.
That would actually be fucking hilarious.
So Rick's really gone.
Rod's crying now, y'all.
Yeah, y'all ready?
Right? So Rick's really gone, y'all think. Because I did have my theory, but like after reading that article, I think they actually just may get rid of him.
Right. Mm. You got to. Because I think you don't want that lingering.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody, every, you know, or at least a season or two from now, like, man, I wonder, is Rick going to pop back up? You got to end it. But yeah, like, nah, there's no Rick at all.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no-
the Glenn thing hurt them when they, the whole under the trash can thing, mm-hmm. that hurt them a lot. And I think that's why they ended up deciding to go ahead and kill Glenn because people got so pissed off about that shit.
Yeah.
They can't do it again with Rick.
Wait, they decided to kill him. What you mean?
Who's going to die anyway? But the way they set it up.
I don't think he was.
Really?
I thought I told you all this before.
Mm-mm.
I don't think that they were originally going to kill Glenn.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
So what happened?
Okay, so remember when him and I forget
that
the guy's
guy
name. The guy that was from The Wire.
Yeah.
They went and they got trapped on top of that dumpster. Mm-hmm. Remember this?
Yes.
And then the dude killed himself and he knocked Glenn off of the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
And then you think, I never thought this, but you think watching it that the zombies are eating Glenn.
Right, right.
But then it went like four episodes,
mm-hmm.
and then you finally see that Glenn is still alive.
Right.
Then I think people got so fucking pissed about that shit. Like they were, because it was just like, it was the cheesiest shit ever. And I agree, it made no sense because the zombies can smell you.
Right.
So they're not going to just be like, well, we don't know where he went, so we're just going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
They've shown before that the zombies will stay there until you come out.
Until you come out, yeah.
The zombies would have figured out that he was under the fucking dumpster.
And they would have been down there
and
reaching,
down there
coming
and
down there.
Yeah. But it didn't happen. And he just waited them out and eventually the zombies left.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came out and whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. I think they only killed him with the Negan situation because people were so fucking mad about that previous shit. And then they knew that that would shock the fuck out of everybody. Because they're like, well, you know, they saved Glenn last time. Why would they go ahead and kill him this time?
Exactly.
And when they did it, everyone was like, oh, shit.
But I thought people were mad that they killed Glenn.
They were.
They also
were. It was like different parts of the family.
Okay. So I wasn't on that at that point.
Because that article you sent us said that they lost viewers and those viewers didn't return. Mm-hmm. Most of those viewers didn't return.
From the Glenn
situation? From the Glenn situation, yeah. That's when they had like a some crazy, like millions.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the suckers that should have never been a part of that show anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was whack. Y'all got to come back. But I don't know. That's interesting. I think... simply because he was going to die. Well, they probably could have chose Abraham or somebody else, you know, instead of Glenn, but...
That's what I thought they were going to do.
Hmm.
Just make it Abraham and then maybe kill off Sasha or... Eugene.
Damn, I forgot about Sasha.
Abraham. She went out.
Cool. Abraham was like the redhead guy.
Yeah, that was dope.
Then he had to hit him a couple times. Then
he said, "Suck my nuts" or something like that.
Oh man, I was sad. I ain't gonna lie. I like Abraham a lot. So when he went out,
you still in there?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
When he got hit the first time and he said that, I was like, but I knew he was gonna die. But I was like, I feel like he went out like a boss because that was still him. He didn't let him like just like
yeah. He's like you still. In there, like,
he even gave the peace sign before he died. That shit hurt me. He put the deuces up, mm-hmm. and was just like, "Fuck it, I'm about to go out.
Right.
Don't even like, worry about this." I was like, "Really,
yeah, man?
Rick wouldn't have done that." Rick would be like, "No, man. Remember the snot boogers and shit come out of his
right.
Oh man, don't do this to me, y'all. Don't do it to me. I gotta live for Carl."
Yep.
Bitch ass.
Man.
Wait, when, never mind. We ain't even gonna get back
that didn't really happen. I'm joking.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, tonight's gonna be.
They broke deep. Him down. Negan broke him down, man.
Yeah, I love that first episode of that
Negan
season.
Broke that Rick was ass, man. That's the only other time he broke. Mm-hmm. He's been broken down episode. Like that.
Nah, that's not true. Governor broke him down. When he was begging for them to let Michonne and Herschel go.
Yeah, but Negan really broke
Negan
him.
Negan really broke
he killed,
him.
Because he killed people right in front of him.
Yeah.
So did the governor.
Nah, but I'm saying it was just more
not
gruesome.
Like Negan, man.
He like, I mean, come on. The way he
son. Especially.
He chopped Herschel's head.
I know.
He had to do it, what, twice?
Yeah, to get his Herschel head off. Still, but you're talking about your son and Herschel is two different people.
But he didn't kill his son in front
but he was,
of him.
But he was going to, though.
But he was already crying before that happened.
No, he was crying. I'm just saying, I feel like the way Negan killed them, because mm-hmm. he beat him with the bat. And then you saw the eye pop out.
Bruh.
Glenn. And
he
I'm just
chopped
like,
Herschel's head.
I know.
And Herschel was still looking. Herschel was still like, did this motherfucker really just chop me into death? Yes. I done saved all you motherfuckers.
I done brought you into my home.
Right. Yeah. I saved your kid.
Right.
And you going to let me get my head
chopped
off. This is some book, Maggie.
Right.
What the fuck?
Right.
Damn sure wasn't praying.
Not at that moment.
Not at that moment.
He said, I'm going to see him in a minute anyway, so fuck it. What am I going to pray for? I'm on my way.
Nah, I don't know. I just feel like the way Negan killed them, that was just...
Yeah, it was gruesome,
man. It was, and we ain't ever seen it like that before on TV,
yeah,
like with them,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah. The guts.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, man, come
so
on.
So what?
Man.
Like, what do... What do they do? And I guess we can get into this next week, but I'm just sitting here thinking, mm-hmm. like, no Rick, no leader. Who's the new leader? I'm telling y'all, it's going to be Negan.
No,
Negan's going to get out, and he's going to take over. He's going to be
But he's already
different.
Been a leader, though.
Yeah, but he's going to look at the world differently. He's going to do it for Carl, too.
I can see that. I was starting to think that.
They going to talk to what's
no.
name? Talk to Michonne. Talk about Michonne. Come with me. Come with
no
me.
No way.
I think you might be on the song, Ken.
No
because
way.
Y'all are that conversation.
No, right, exactly.
How
no.
crazy.
The little
bond that him and Michonne kind of
Michonne
had.
Still hates him.
She does, but they kind of get each other, though. They said that whole they were the same person and all that.
Are these guys
I think they're going to play on that.
After what Daryl said for this whole fucking season. Y'all think Daryl's going to be okay, yeah. And Maggie.
But that's what's going on.
Yeah, we're going to follow me.
What the hell's wrong with y'all? What is going on?
Not
y'all
Maggie.
Drunk?
Not Maggie.
Not Maggie, because not Daryl, not
is,
Carol.
Because is it Maggie? Y'all said after this season, this is her last season too, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. So Maybe after
her.
She's gone.
Oh, yeah. What are they gonna do with her kids?
She's gonna die.
Oh man.
Right. So after she's gone, man. Like it would kind of make sense that Negan kind of takes
are
over
crazy.
Again.
Crazy.
Okay.
How is Negan gonna take over with Daryl still alive? Y'all really think that Daryl and Carol and the and fucking Ezekiel
and
are gonna follow Negan?
The big Asian dude.
Oh yeah, Jerry.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all. What
they're
y'all talking
gonna,
about?
No,
if anything,
so what happens to Negan then?
They need a leader.
Negan's gonna be the opposition again.
Opposition? Who is he?
Did y'all forget the end of this episode? Remember the saviors show up and there's the standoff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Negan is going to get out at some point and he's going to get back with
just
them.
Just reclaim his...
Yeah. And then all that's going to prove is what Daryl and Maggie have been saying from Jump Street that they should have listened. And they should have
killed
Negan,
all of them.
And now here we go
here
again.
Here we go again, yeah.
It's just they can't drag this out again.
They
that's
can't.
The problem.
What does a world look like without Rick to lead people?
No,
fine.
No, I'm thinking about this
fine.
Now.
We're about to find out.
They're going to see zombies. Rick.
They gonna see zombie Rick?
Yeah, cause he gonna be gone and the show gonna keep going on and everybody gonna keep questioning where's Rick? We ain't found him yet.
It wouldn't make sense to the character at all. It would be really stupid.
And they teased this big going away episode for Nick.
Rick is
Rick.
At the last minute just
So how they gonna what I wanna know is I don't really care about the leader portion of the show. I just wanna know how everybody gonna find out that Rick is dead.
He's
going
to go back to the community. Somebody's going to come save him, pull him off the rebar. He's going to lead people away, and then he's going to get back to the community, and he's just going to die in a bed.
Why would he? How would he?
I don't know.
If somebody comes and save him, like they're not going to allow Rick to. Well, maybe because he's already going to die.
The trailer didn't give us much.
It did, which is good.
Yeah. I am anticipating tonight's episode.
I think Jesus, they should let Jesus take over. Jesus is a good leader.
Yeah, and he got good hand-to-hand combat.
That.
Yeah.
Man, it's about to happen. So tonight,
So y'all think he's gonna
Rick's die? Final episode.
Yeah. If he doesn't die, I might be one of those mass exodus people like, fuck this
show. Fuck this show, yeah.
Even though this is the best season.
You can't survive with a rebar going.
Right.
Rick can.
He's a good
didn't
leader.
Didn't he get something like that happen to him before?
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was, though.
I mean, Daryl lived through an arrow going through his side, yeah. So why can't Rick live through a rebar?
This looked like it punctured something. It was on the left side, right?
Rick got three lungs, yeah. Bro.
In his head.
Anyway, Rick got one of Carl's lungs in his back pocket.
Crazy. All right, man. Well, we'll be back next week to recap Rick's final episode.
Expect tears.
Thug tears.
Thug tears.
We, man, we don't cry.
That's true. We don't cry. We don't weep. What do?
We multiply.
What?
I'm talking about baby's kids, man. That's baby's kids. Jesus, right. Right. Right.
Anyway, young all right, man. We'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Mr. Mike's still on.